The Saskatoon Blades' reign of terror over the Medicine Hat Tigers came to an end Tuesday after a 6-4 loss at Co-op Place. It marks 5 years to the day since the Blades last suffered a regular season loss to the Tigers, ending a 15-game win streak against their Eastern Conference rival. Tuesday's result wasn't from a lack of trying on the blue and gold's part. Saskatoon erased 3 Medicine Hat leads throughout the night, but rookie forward Marcus Rucks' game winner late in the third period was too much to overcome. The 2008-born forward finished the night with 2 goals and 2 assists, combining for 7 points alongside his twin brother Liam. Blades forward Misha Volotovsky led the way offensively for his club with 2 assists in the loss. The Calgary AB native has 3 assists in his last 6 games and 10 points. 3G, 7A, in 28 contests this season. Veteran winger Brandon Lasowski moved within 1 goal of alumnus Josh Nichols on the Blades' all-time goal-scoring list with his 16th of the season. The Port Coquitlam, BC native extended his point streak to 6 games, scoring 6 goals and 4 assists in that span. Lasowski has 30 points in 23 games during his graduating WHL season. 18-year-old netminder Evan Gardner faced plenty of rubber in the loss, stopping 37 of 42 Medicine Hat shots. The Columbus Blue Jackets' draft picks record falls to 1-3-6-2-0 in his sophomore season. The Blades still hold a 3-point cushion on first place in the Eastern Conference over the Tigers with 38 points. Former Prince Albert Raider Ryder Ritchie scored with 1:48 remaining in the first period to put the Tigers up 1-0. The Minnesota Wild prospect has goals in back-to-back games against the Blades and 3 points, 2G, 1A, in the season series. Ritchie has 6 goals and 6 assists in 16 games this season, failing to record a point in 1 game since returning from injury on November 15. Rookie defenseman Jordan Martin channeled his inner Bobby Orr to tie the game for Saskatoon 5-11 into the middle frame. The 6'2" defender jumped past the Tigers' blue line and cut in for his 3rd goal of the season. Martin's recorded 2 goals in his last 4 games and has 6 points in 26 outings this season. Marcus Ruck regained the Tigers' lead 3-0 later with his 5th-season goal. Ruck's twin brother, Liam, assisted on the power play goal, the first of several times the Blades suffered from twin magic in the game. The Blades' first pick of the 2023 WHL Prospects Draft, Zach Olsen, tied the game on the power play just over 5 minutes later. The rookie winger had a wide-open cage near the lip of the crease to boost his season totals to 5 goals and 11 points in 23 games. Less than 90 seconds later, Liam Ruck scored his 9th goal of the season to make it 3-2 Medicine Hat. Marcus recorded the primary assist on the goal, putting the Blades down 1 heading into the final 20 minutes of play. Liam Ruck potted his 2nd of the night on the power play 54 seconds into the third. The primary assist went to his twin once again, giving both men 3 points so far on the night. A spirited battle continued throughout the third, resulting in a penalty shot opportunity for Blades forward Ben Riesch. The Bethune, SK Products shot trickled into the net to bring the Blades within 1. Extracurricular activities before the penalty shot put the Blades on the penalty kill afterward. Shortly after the Blades killed the Medicine Hat power play, Lasowski tied the game with 4:37 left in regulation. The 5th-year Blade scored his 16th goal of the season on a one-timer on a 2-on-1. Marcus Ruck collected his 4th point of the night with his 2nd goal of the game to make it 5-4 Tigers. The 2008-born rookie's 6th of the season stood as the game winner with 2:09 remaining in the third. Calgary Flames prospect Andrew Basha put his 8th goal of the year into the empty net, capping off a 2-point night for the 19-year-old forward. What's next? The Blades are back in action Wednesday at visitlethbridge.com arena against the Lethbridge Hurricanes. Puck drop is 8 p.m. Central Standard Time.